And it's time to talk sport this morning with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
In cricket, the Melbourne Stars have eliminated the front runners Hobart from the T20 comp. That'll disappoint a lot of people.
It will, Fran. That old dust and set headline they once had at the Hobart Mercury, and probably still have to this morning, Tassie gallant in defeat. Despite finishing the home and away season in first place, the Hurricanes lost to the Stars by 6 wickets, Worrell out of it, you might say, when they batted. Daniel Frankie Worrell taking 4 for 23 to keep Hobart to 7 for 153 on a friendly wicket. You needed about 180 to be in the match. Compounding the loss, and symbolic of it in many ways, the man who is all things Tasmanian, George Bailey, dislocated his shoulder while fielding, a sore and sorry sight towards the end of the game. And that was in contrast to the Stars, led by their captain Glenn Maxwell's 43 not out, who made the most of that flat track, 6 wickets and 7 balls in hand when they began their celebrations for making the final after being last summer. And we could have an all Melbourne final, the Renegades playing the Sydney Sixers tonight, Fran.
Okay, in golf, Curry Webb has made a superb start to the Australian Open. We were talking about this yesterday, 5 under par at that Grange course, that beautiful course in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we talked her up yesterday, despite her 44 years, and some up and down recent form too. Now, yesterday she produced a round of 67 in what was her 23rd appearance in this tournament, the Australian Open. She's 2 strokes behind the joint leaders, England's Jodie Hewitt-Chadoff and Taiwan's Weiling Shi. She had a very powerful back nine to put herself into contention for the rest of the weekend. The trick for Webb, who followed a round of 65 in last week's Victorian Open with one in the 80s, is to produce the consistency that made her, well, some would say Australia's greatest ever golfer ever. If she can't get back to that form of her far-off youth, then it falls to the likes of, say, Minjie Lee, the highest-ranked Australian golfer.
Did she? Was she on the course yesterday? How did Minjie Lee go?
She's there and thereabouts, Fran, and you'd always got to survive that first day. Look, the best performed of the Australian golfers yesterday was Hannah Green, and she's at 4 under, just behind Webb and just behind those other leaders. But it's a very crowded field, and the second round is going to be quite telling to see just who, you know, goes into the weekend in front. But at the moment, Curry Webb's there and doing okay, so we've got to give her all the best she can. But
absolutely, 44. What an incredible career! I mean, seriously, that's.
When you look at all the list of all the things she's won over the years, it's very hard to deny the fact she is Australia's greatest ever golfer. Although Peter Thompson's name comes to mind, and also Greg Norman, but you can mention her. In the same breath of those great players, Fran.
Absolutely. And in basketball, the Canberra Capitals will carry a lot of anger in tomorrow night's third and deciding grand final match at home.
Yeah, look, Paul Gorris, the Caps coach, he's been absolutely furious yesterday about the refereeing in Game 2, which, of course, Adelaide Lightning won. Now, after hitting the replay button of the last frenzy 5 seconds of Game 2, around about 1,000 times, you would think, given what he had to say, he was telling everyone who would listen, and in Canberra at least, that's quite a few, that Nicole Seacamp's match-winning 2 points for the Lightning should never have been allowed.
Why?
Claiming it... Well, he claims it came after the buzzer, and also that Laura Nicholson might have travelled in the lead-up to that particular moment when Nicole Seacamp took the ball under the ring and turned on a sixpence and put it through. And look, he may have seen something, because in response, the WNBL has issued a statement saying it doesn't have the technology available to have instant replays, so the decision of the referees must stand. Now, no decision as to whether the instant replays or the replays showed later, but people have, I guess, are drawing
their
own
conclusion. I wonder if the timing thing, because it went around the ring a few times, I wonder if going around the ring, the buzzer had went before it dropped through the basket, it was actually on the ring, and I wonder what the rule is there. I don't know.
Well, let's make it 1,001, Fran, and have another look at it. But in the end, the result stands, and it's everyone back to Canberra tomorrow for the final match, Fran.
That's right. It'll start all over again once that buzzer rings. Sydney FC has the home ground advantage, but Perth has Samantha Kerr in tomorrow W League Grand Final.
Fran, among many of the other things of interest going into this game at Jubilee Oval, the teams that finished first and second were both eliminated last weekend. So Sydney FC gets the home ground advantage after after finishing third, but as Perth showed last weekend against the minor premiers Melbourne Victory, ladder position counts for nothing, particularly when you have Samantha Kerr to go on a goal-scoring rampage. She got three against the Victory and, as the whole world knows, has a proven ability to score goals anywhere, anytime. Anyhow, Sydney FC, they have a few good ones of their own, not the least Princess Abini, this emerging champion about whom we spoke earlier in the week, and a well-established champion in another Matildas player, Caitlin Ford, who stated the obvious yesterday when she said, "This grand final is a welcome distraction from the sacking of Alan Stajic." It might be for about 24 hours, Fran. I think that'll be back on the agenda again next week when they try to find a replacement for Alan Stajic.
And in basketball, as the women's comp reaches its climax tomorrow in Canberra, the final round of the men's comp got a little bit interesting last night because Cairns beat Melbourne United.
Fran, Cairns have been stone parentless last for most of the season, but last night decided to show what might have been, beating Melbourne United, one of the top sides all last season, 87-85. And this was a game in which Melbourne United had hoped they could confirm top of the ladder going into the finals. That possibility now rests on beating the other top side, Perth, in the last game of the season on Sunday. And for those who do come in late, Fran, the Canberra Capitals play Adelaide Lightning in the third and final match of their grand final series in Canberra tomorrow.
And it'll be a crack. Hey, Warwick, just briefly, in thoroughbred racing, we should mention this, her place in history, well and truly confirmed, Winx begins her farewell tour at Randwick tomorrow.
Well, they're saying this, Fran, leading up to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. She's running in the Apollo Stakes, a Group 2 race tomorrow. It's like many of the races she's made her own, not the least a Cox Plate, on the way to 29 successive wins. According to jockey Hugh Bowman, she has a nice coat and a look in her eye, and that's caused one punter to plonk $250,000 on her, Fran. You should get a nice return on that.
Oh, she's gone out and got a new coat. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 23 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.